Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, tonight at 9 p.m. on WAMC, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, will give his first address to Congress. He will, at least his advisors say, use his primetime speech tonight to declare early progress on his campaign promises, including withdrawing the U.S. from a sweeping Pacific Rim trade pact and to map a path ahead on thorny legislative priorities, including healthcare and infrastructure spending. We're also reading headlines like this from the Washington Post: Trump's spending plan that makes good on campaign vows puts GOP in quandary, and defense-related spending, $54 billion, and cuts virtually in the same amount from other federal agencies. It goes on from there, but your thoughts on what's going to be delivered tonight?
Well, David, to me, this is going to be a very interesting speech in that he is having some trouble with his Republican brethren in the House of Representatives. Mr. Ryan, the Speaker, and others have been talking about Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. These are known as the third rail of American politics. And obviously Trump, who promised not to touch them in the campaign, wants nothing to do with it. But he does want a huge appropriation for our defense. He knows he has a problem with the Russians at this stage of the game. And this is one way out by spending the United States and spending a ton of money on weapons, which many people think we really don't need. And why we need to spend more money down that sinkhole is problematic for many people. Nevertheless, he knows that his own brand of personal politics is, if he touches that third rail, he's going to burn of Medicare and Social Security. Now, whether this is all a big sham and a big game, we don't know. In other words, has this been planned out? Do these guys know exactly what they're going to do? And will Trump have to, unfortunately, and I say that sarcastically, give in on Social Security and Medicare, is something that we don't know. And it'll be interesting to watch the speech to sort of see what all of that is about. The Pacific Rim and the trading pacts are things he will take credit for, but I don't know that he should. It would take a far more sophisticated person than I am to figure it out and to say, okay, will individual deals be better than some kind of a philosophical commitment that this country would make to free trading in that area? So I keep thinking, what is Barack Obama thinking as all of this is coming down? Anyway, we'll see some of the traditional bluster, but it will be a written speech, and it will have the characteristic trademarks of a Trumpian presidency in it.
Dow notched a 12th straight record close yesterday, and certainly the speech tonight will impact Wall Street. One of the things on the BBC this morning was the talk of his infrastructure proposal being a boost, but certainly answering the question of, is the Trump effect also hitting Wall Street? And the answer from the BBC was yes.
Well, Trump is a guy who stands for unfettered business interests getting ahead. This message is obvious. The stock market has been doing very well under Obama, but it's doing extraordinarily well now because people think that all holds are off, that you can just have investment that will be, you know, rewarded with huge profits. And we see the stock market going up and up. But, you know, Sir Isaac Newton basically put it right. He said, it's a matter of gravity. What goes up will come down. And believe me, when it comes down, it's going to come down like a rocket.
Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, in a new Siena poll, we find his favorability rating in New York is at its highest since he was sworn in for a second term in January of 2015. It stands at 60%, with 34% holding an unfavorable view. And in Politico, an article by Jimmy Vielkind today that says Cuomo is slowly tiptoeing toward a 2020 run.
There's a bear walk in the woods. I mean, everybody knows what's going on here. And obviously, Cuomo is not deterred by all the poo-pooers who say he can't do it. Whether or not he will play well in the Midwest, which a lot of people are saying he will not, whether or not he will be able to convince people that he is the right guy to be the president of the United States is anybody's guess. But we do know one thing. He is incredibly ambitious, and we know where he's heading, and we know what he wants to do. And to show up at a governor's conference and to hobnob with guys, many of whom really don't like him, is beyond the point. The point is, it tells us where he's going. Vielkind is right.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us as always. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.